Putting the Laws of Shabbos, Simen Reish Mem Ches, which is entitled Din Hamaflik Besvina V'Hoylech Mishar B'Shabbos. It comes to traveling before Shabbos, especially on a boat. An entire Simen, which is dedicated to this particular subject, which of course nowadays, probably traveling in a car before Shabbos, as we'll discuss for a few moments, is something which is more relevant. But this is the halacha. It says, Mutter l'haflik b'sfina, a person is allowed to go on a boat, and feel bare of Shabbos, even if it's Friday, im ha'lech advar mitzvah. Even though there may be people that on Erev Shabbos would not want you to do such a thing, as we'll discuss, with the bar mitzvah it's acceptable. And the reason for this is talking about a situation where you're not just on the boat on Friday, but you're going to continue in your travels on this boat past Shabbos. But what is the whole problem? There's two issues. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Av shebavadai lo yikayim onig Shabbos al-yadei. You're not going to have onig Shabbos. This is not referring to a nice cruise where it's five-star food and restaurants, things of that nature. It's talking about, as we'll see in a later sif, very choppy waters. And especially when it comes to the very beginning of one's travels, as one has difficulty adjusting to such a choppy waters, it will take away from one's onig Shabbos. It's not a problem. Since this situation, you're doing some type of mitzvah you're going to do. And we follow the principle, the oisik mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. That once a person is engaged in one mitzvah, you're involved in a specific task, and of course, you have to understand what this sentence means, but just simply put, you're exempt from having other mitzvahs. Bluma boy, ima svina hoylechas b'machem shamayim amukim yoisir miyasar tfachim. It discusses the other issue of traveling on a boat, and that is how deep the water is. In the event that the water is more than 10 tefachim deep, let's call it 40 inches, which is a typical situation, then it's less problematic. And here it's certainly not an issue because it's a sarach mitzvah. The problem of going on a boat is as it moves, you're going beyond the 2,000 cubits that one is not supposed to travel on a Shabbos. But it's not a problem in the event that you're on a boat and the water is deeper than 10 tefachim. The reason is the kaimalon. The principle is that anything above 10 tefachim from the ground, if you're hovering on the ground above the ground, like on a boat, so you're not considered to be under the prohibition of going beyond your tchum Shabbos. It's only when you're below 10 tefachim. So therefore, it's not an issue traveling on a boat for that reason of tchum Shabbos. El afil yesh mekomo shamayim utin pachos miyasar tefachim. But if even a situation, since it's Litzarach Mitzvah, if you're traveling, even if the boat is very close to the ground, it's less than 10 tefachim, and therefore you're violating Tchum Shabbos, for Litzarach Mitzvah we're not as strict. However, the Mechaber says, Abul Ludvar Harshus, and this is something which perhaps people are more familiar with, this halacha, when it comes to a person who's just going on a boat for a joyride, Ein mafligin mesfina pachos mishloshe yomim kod mishabbos. You're not allowed to go on that boat unless it's already gone away 3 days prior to the onset of Shabbos. And the question that the Mefarshim post can grapple over is, what does it mean 3 days? The Mishnah Berurah says that means on Wednesday it's already forbidden. You have to start your travels on Tuesday. According to the Vilna Gaon, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, he says, in the name of numerous Rishonim, the Shlosh Yomim includes Shabbos itself, and therefore Wednesday you can start traveling. But beyond Wednesday, you would not be allowed to travel. And the reason for this, again, is, first of all, there's always the issue of Tchum Shabbos, assuming that the boat is less than 10 tefachim from the ground, which typically is not. But the other issue, as we'll see, in the next halacha, has to do with Oneg Shabbos. And therefore, perhaps, if the water is not choppy waters, then there's other leniencies attached to it. And he says, V'im hu derech mu'at, kamo mitzor l'tzidon. Let's say you're only going on a Friday a very short distance by boat, which means you're probably going to get back to, you're going to get to point B before Shabbos starts. Shein b'nehem ki'im mahalach yom echod. It's a short distance, less than a day. Mutu l'hafli b'erev Shabbos b'boker. In the morning you're allowed to travel. B'nei she'efshir she'agiyah sham kodem Shabbos. Since you may get there before Shabbos, so there won't be an issue. B'mokum she'nahagu shal l'hafli b'erev Shabbos klal. But there are some people that are strict not to do such traveling at all on Fridays, a field derech muat in mafliga. And therefore, if that's your custom, then one should not travel. And I just want to share with you what it says in the Sefer, the 39 Malachos, pertaining this idea of not traveling on a Friday or traveling, as he says, close to Shabbos. And he says as follows. I'll conclude with these two paragraphs. One who travels on Erev Shabbos must make certain to allow himself ample time to allow early enough to arrive early enough for Shabbos. This means that one must not only account for the traveling distance, but also for traffic and other conditions that may affect his traveling time. Persons who travel without leaving an extra margin of time for unexpected delays are liable to become stranded on the road over Shabbos. This could lead to all sorts of chilul Shabbos, and one is forbidden to be careless in this regard. Commuters heading home on Erev Shabbos must be especially aware of traffic and transit delays that are common occurrences in major cities. And therefore, there are those people that are meticulous not to travel too close to Shabbos or at certain times on Erev Shabbos, which we'll see when we get to a later siman. But when it comes to a boat, we'll continue with these laws next time.